Good morning. Tavach. Just before we start the shurim, just to make the following comment. That we find a word both in Parshas Vayera and this week's Sedra Parshas Bo. Parshas Vayera mentions Chazik Leib Paro Kovid and Chazik Leib Paro. Because Baruch Hu strengthen the heart of Paro, as the pasuk says, "Kovid lei Paro mein shalachom," that the heart will become very hard. As the pasuk says, before the makis began, the yezak lei Paro will shoma aleihem kashe dibur Hashem. In Parshas Bo, also it mentions the idea of kvedus, the hardness of Paro's heart. Kaved is one of the parts of an animal, one of the parts of the food that we eat, liver. Because I'll tell us, and we know the Messias, that all the parts of an animal, if you cook it, it becomes very soft, enjoyable. The meat is not tasty, it's not cooked well enough. The chicken is not cooked well enough. Cook it, it becomes very soft, tasty. However, kaved is liver. The more you cook it, the harder it becomes. It becomes very, very hard. And this is Paro. Paro's heart was very hard. It was more than that. It wasn't just that he didn't have a hard heart, lacked sensitivities. The Medrash tells us as follows, that there was a boat with the Chayas Asada on the boat, the various fierce animals, the Shaul, the fox, the tiger, the Ari, the lion, the Melech of all Chayas Asada, and the Chamor, the donkey, which is not in the same class as the other animals. The Chamor decided and felt it was necessary to charge a meches, a tax, to all those on the boat. So they went over to the Shaul, the fox, and asked for a tax. And he gave him the tax. And he said, "I'm now going to the Ari." And the Shaul said, "Don't go to the Ari. You know who the Ari is? The Melech. You don't have the chutzpah to ask the Melech for a meches." The Chamor didn't listen. And the Chamor went over to the Ari and for meches. And the Ari was very angry. He stopped the boat and went out and killed the Chamor. And then told the Shaul, the fox, chop him up and give him all the parts of the animal and he'll eat it. And he went ahead and did what he was told. He chopped up the chamor and gave the Ari all the parts of the animal. But the Ari said, "There's something missing. You didn't give me the lave. You didn't give me the lave." And he answered him, "He has no lave." Any chamor, a kapa zivya chamor, that goes ahead and demands a chutzpah for the melech, for a meches, he has no lave. This is Paro. Paro has no lave. And this week's Sedra, what does it mean he has no lave? He's a stupid. He has no feeling, lacks intelligence. But the Sedra tells us, by Makis Borod, that there was a warning more than in Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, their warning is a minute, if not less. Miklat, to go in the Miklat, less than a minute. Yet we find, a Makis Borod and many other Makos, that warning was a whole week. A whole week that they were told that Borod would come, and like the Israeli army, they tell the people beforehand, we're gonna fire a missile, a bomb. Evacuate all your people. Evacuate all your people. So what do? So the Torah tells us, "Hinamte kris mocha borod kovi mode, kovi mode. I shall hoy you kamo Mitzrayim." We read it yesterday. Therefore, evacuate everything. Everyone should leave. Hayori is Dvar Hashem, Miavi Paro, Hainis is Avodavis Mikneu, Elabotan. Those that were Yori Dvar Hashem listened to the warning and they went into the Miklat, the refuge. into their homes. Vashir lo sum libo el devar Hashem v'yazav es havodav es mekneil basadet. Vashir lo sum libo, those who didn't pay attention left all their possessions in the field, and you know what happened. Who are the devar yedvar Hashem? Who is Vashir lo sum libo? So Yonas ben Uzziel tells us Yor devar Hashem is Eov. Eov, he is considered the Yor devar Hashem and evacuated and took all his possessions from the field into the Miklat. Asher lo sum libo, that was Bilam. Bilam? Come Yisrael Kamoshe. Avabum Yisraelim come. Bilam was a chacham. A chacham. V'yichar af Hashem. He knew exactly the many seconds. Today, even the computer can't do that. He knew the many exactly the second where HaKadosh Baruch Hu makal the call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Harnaf. He was brilliant. Bilam was brilliant. Asher lo sum libo. Zagosh Zalev. I tell Midim and said they were going with his girl for 4 to 5 months. They have everything in common. The Hashkafas are the same. The commitment to Yiddishkeit. They have the certain personalities. The same. Get married. Absolutely not. Why not? I have no feeling for her. I have no feeling for him. I have no feeling! Logically, we're there. The chemistry! Meaning the feeling, how gosh is that? I don't feel it. I don't feel what you're saying. The clay is a Paro. Who is Paro? Who is Paro? Chazal tells us who Paro is. Paro is the Yetzer Hara. Paro is not just a figure in history. King Pharaoh. No. Paro is within us. Kveidus Halev is hard. We're used to doing something and we cannot change. We're too old. This Musa Shmuz is good for grade 2. For little children. They can change. We're too old to change how we daven. How we daven in the morning. Our Kriya Shema. The Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ha'orei Levav Levov. If a person has to go out to Melchama, then he's a Yori. He's scared. Why is he scared? Because he has a virus. So the Meshuch Melchama says, Shema. Yischus Shema. If you just say Shema Yisrael, every single morning, twice a day, these are vitamin pills. To say Shema Yisrael, Kabbalah Sor Marashmai with Kavona, this is a guarantee that you will be successful in the Muhammad. We have a Muhammad within ourselves. A Muhammad to work on, there shouldn't be Mitzvah Nashim Ramada. And we do mitzvahs, we put on tefillin, we say Kriya Shema, we daven, without any thought process whatsoever. We go to Shurim, we hear Shurim, and that's it. We hear here. How far is it from the heart, from the mind to the heart? Kirchhoff Mizrach Lamar, from the Pacific to the Atlantic. It's here, but it's not here. Kveyas Halev, Kali Halev Paro. So the Torah is telling us something, and repeating it. How many times do you have to tell us this about Paro? The opening pasuk in this week's Sedrit. You want Hashem and Moshe about Paro? Ki ani hichbati es libo. It's coming, it's hard. There's no agosha, there's no feeling. Yeah, everything is there, but I don't feel. I don't feel the Shema Yisrael. I don't feel my Dar Shemei Tefillah that Kodesh Baruch Hu is listening. I don't feel He's listening. I don't feel it. I just say the words. Intellectually, let's have a shir on it. Let's have a share in all the definitions of Shemiyah. Shemiyah is Ozen. Does it mean Shemiyah understanding? Does it mean Kabbalah? Oh, three shittas in what Shemiyah means. But I don't feel it. I'm not margish these words. It's on paper. It's in my mind. It's not in my heart. We'll speak about the calendar, about the Judaism, the calendar, Gavati, the calendar. But one thing was Chazal tells us. Why is it so unique? It's unique that we don't just follow the moon. It's because we're schatches. That we're new. How old are you? I'm just born. This month now we're holding on Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's a new month. So the Kvedis, take out the Kvedis and bring in the Lev. The Lev bring in. Take out the kvedus, the hard, hard liver. The hard, hard liver. That we should take out of it. And bring in the lev. And hopefully this month of Machadish is Erev Rosh Chodesh. We don't realize in Erev Rosh Chodesh is the Yom Kippur Katan. The Yom Kippur Katan. If we fast, we don't fast. We say Vayachal, we don't say Vayachal. We say Stichos, we don't say Stichos. Oh, but we should know the main thing is Chodesh. HaChodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodesh is Chodesh this month. A different month, and there's an attitude to take away the kvedus. Kvedus, the Torah is telling us, Paros of Yitzhahara. It's the Yitzhahara in us. And therefore, if we work on this, I'm talking to myself, if we work on this, therefore we will have a month of Shalom and Bracha, Lanu Chobesh Yisrael.
Amen.